The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
You know, I try to make Easter a non-political day. I'm a serious Christian. I know many of you are as well. Some of you are not Christians, but I received wonderful notes from people that weren't even Christians that were wishing me a happy Easter, saying, Charlie, hope you have a great day. And I know this is the holiest day on the Christian calendar, and it is the holiest day on the Christian calendar. We celebrate the great promise that was prophesied all throughout the Old Testament scriptures that the Messiah rose from the dead, that we may have eternal life. I couldn't believe it. When Erica turned to me, she said, do you know today's Transgender Day of Visibility? I said, no, today is Easter. It's Easter. She said, no, it says here that Joe Biden declares March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility. I said, give me the phone. I looked at it. And there's not a lot that shocks me anymore. But this shocked me. And that didn't shock me from the sense that the regime was doing this. It's just how brazen it is. That's what shocked me. About how little they care about the Christians of this country. About how they want to have an all-out declaration of war. Now, some people say, well, Transgender Visibility Day is always on March 31st, and it just happened to overlap on it. Well, then cancel it. It is the holiest day of the Christian calendar. Somebody in the Biden administration wrote up this press release. They should have said, it's also Easter. Can we just move this a day? Can we just move this one day? Now, what is this Transgender Visibility Day? How are trans people not visible? If anything, we should make transgender people less visible in this country. They're doing a lot of damage to this country, a lot, especially to children. And instead, the regime has doubled and tripled down. Now, for those of you keeping score at home, there are 145 calendar days celebrating LGBTQ. There are 145 calendar days. I believe there is one Christian holiday on the entire federal calendar. One. I think Good Friday markets were closed. There are 145 calendar days celebrating LGBTQ. Let's begin. February 19th through 25th is Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Day. March 21 through 25th is LGBTQI+ Health Awareness Day. March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, as if it's perfectly, it actually is perfect. Yesterday was Transgender Day of Visibility, and today, you can't make this up, is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So if you are celebrating the Transgender Day of Visibility yesterday, it's fitting that this month is the National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Any doctor who lays hands on children under gender-affirming care should be put in prison for the rest of their life, have their law license stripped, and have to have every single dollar of their net worth paid as restitution to these kids that they have butchered. On April 6th is the International Asexuality Day. On April 13th is International Day of Pink. On April 14th is Day of Silence. On April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. On May 17th is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. May 19th is Agender Pride Day. May 22nd is Harvey Milk Day, who is a very bad guy, by the way. May 25th is Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day. The entire month of June is Pride Month. On June 23rd is Stonewall Day. On June 28th is International LGBTQ+ Day. On July 14th is International Non-Binary People Day. On July 16th is International Drag Day. On September 16th through 26th is Bisexual Awareness Week. On September 23rd is Celebrate Bisexuality Day. The entire month of October is LGBT History Month. On October 8th is International Lesbian Day. On October 11th is National Coming Out Day. On October 17th or 24th is a whole week called the Gender Fluid Visibility Week. On October 19th is International Pronoun Day. On October 19th is Spirit Day, support for LGBTQ plus youth. On October 23rd to 29th is another week called the Asexual Awareness Week. On October 26th is Intersex Awareness Day. The entire month of November is dedicated to the Trans Awareness Month. November 5th is Transparents Day, where you could remember that you used to have a father, now you have some freaking address. November 8th is Intersex Day of Remembrance. On November 13th through 19th, the entire week, is Transgender Awareness Week. November 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance. 145 calendar days dedicated to the LGBTQ alphabet mafia. And so Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Cardona, who runs the Department of Education on the Christian's holiest day, don't even mention that there might be a little bit of a contradiction. Mayor Eric Adams, too. Why is it? It's two things. Some of these are actual ideologues. They believe in the transification of the country. They want to go after children. They're groomers. They dream about kids chopping off their breasts and getting mastectomies and getting cross-sex hormones and getting on testosterone therapy. But the other reason is they're terrified. They're terrified of the purple-haired jihadis and the alphabet mafia that run amok, commit mass shootings, do acts of violence. The most death threats I receive are from trans people. They don't like it when you call out their nonsense and their BS. There is not a single trans youth in the country that gets diagnosed as gender fluid that does not have underlying health, other underlying health issues, bipolar schizophrenia, autism, depression, anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder. And Joe Biden does an entire proclamation. This is your government. A proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility, otherwise known as Easter. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union. Okay, time out. What courage are you talking about? It does not take courage to cut off your private parts. Contribution. Name one. Name one thing that trans people have contributed to this country. What are you talking about? You're acting as if these are Nobel Prize winners. Biden says, I'm proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQI plus, he's missing a letter here. He's a hater. It's QIA plus. By the way, this is Joe Biden, the Catholic, everybody. I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders, mentally ill people, to my administration, and have to have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in the military, puts us at danger. I'm proud to have signed historic executive orders that strengthen civil rights, protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, justice, and memorial. Let me take a pause. Remember when I said that the Civil Rights Act was way too broadly written? He is bragging that they used the Civil Rights Act to protect mentally deranged people. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love. And this is where the kicker. At the same time, administration is working to stop the bullying and harassment of transgender children and their families. The Department of Justice have taken action to push back extreme and un-American state laws targeting transgender youth and their families. And the DOJ is partnering with law enforcement to combat hate and violence. Kids are getting butchered as I do this right now. They are going under general anesthesia and having irreversible damage done to them. And Joe Biden says, I am proud of that, not just on any old day, but on the day that we remember Christ our Lord is risen.
On Trans Day of Visibility, my message is simple. I see you and I've got your back. There's nothing more American than living your life the way you want to live it. And that's what today's all about. It's about embracing who you are and being proud of it. We will continue fighting for visibility and equality because that's what we believe. And you should have the freedom to be who you are and be loved for it. No matter what, I got your back.
She perfectly captures the white upper middle class suburban mom that is on board for all this stuff. Open borders, transing our kids. Gretchen Whitmer is the archetype of the Xanax wine mom that is now the loyal Democrat voter. They listen to NPR, they listen to New York Times. Yeah, my daughter's now a boy. What gender clinic do you send your kid to? How widespread is this exactly? Do you know that 1 in 10 students in the Pittsburgh area identify as trans? 1 in 10. That means in a classroom of 30, 3 of them are identifying as trans. Other countries are outlawing transgender care for kids. Britain, France, Sweden, they are saying no more puberty blockers. Meanwhile, our leaders, Gavin Newsom, Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, Joe Biden, are promoting these horrific, non-scientific chemical castration poisons to our children. But understand what's really going on here. Joe Biden, he is not a Catholic. He's not Christian. I mean, he still gets the Eucharist. And I hope someone can explain to me, why does the Catholic Church still keep on giving him the Eucharist? Why has Joe Biden not been kicked out of the Catholic Church? I'm not a Catholic, but it makes Catholicism look really bad. I'll just be honest. It makes Catholicism look bad that that heathen is allowed to walk in there and putter around and still get what Catholics believe is the transubstantiated form of Christ. While we're at it, the Pope makes Catholicism look bad too. Joe Biden goes around proclaiming Transgender Day of Visibility. And he does this as if it's perfectly normal on Easter. I said at Pastor John Randall's church, Calvary Chapel, San Juan Capistrano, the following, and it got went very viral. So I will say it again. If you are an actual Christian, you cannot vote Democrat. This example alone, that they can't help themselves. They have 145 other days on the calendar to go after children. They have 145 other days on the 144, if you don't count this one, to go proclaim and to do parades. They have the whole month of June dedicated to them. And they can't stay silent on the holiest day, the day of celebration for us Christians. I've said for quite some time, this is the new state-sanctioned religion. It is more acceptable to fly a trans flag than to be seen with a crucifix. God is a central threat to the regime, regardless if you are a Christian, if you are Jewish. A belief in a higher power. This country was founded on ethical monotheism. Ethical monotheism. One God that tells us how to live, and we build a society and a structure around that belief system. And what is this whole transgender day of visibility? As if trans people aren't visible? You can't turn on your TV without seeing a tranny. You can't see a Bud Light commercial without seeing a tranny. Levine, they're all over the place. What is this whole visibility? As if they're invisible? Because it's a religion for them. You do not get to 145 days on the calendar if this is not a proselytizing, missionary-type religion. Go forth and make disciples of all nations, Harvey Milk would say. And they try to make disciples for the religion of trans. And to Greg Laurie's great credit, and to so many other great Christian pastors' credit, they've come out and said, this is outrageous, this is repulsive. When you really think about it, you know, we as Christians, we don't ask for much. We ask for like 2 days a year to revere our holy days. It's basically Easter and Christmas. You can add Pentecost, but no one really does that anymore. They should. You could add Good Friday. But this was intentional. And it was intentional. I know that it happened to coincide with it. But they did not have to make videos. They did not have to send out proclamations. First of all, the day should be canceled. They did it because they're far more afraid of the backlash that they will receive from the alphabet mafia than from Christians, because they think you're weak, that you'll roll over. But the trannies will run them out of office. Maybe it's time we do the same. Let's understand something here. The entire trans movement came primarily out of a fraudster by the name of John Money. John Money was a fake scientist funded for over 25 years by our federal government. He was from New Zealand originally. He had a very troubled upbringing. John Money came up with the idea of gender, not sex, and that anyone can choose their gender. John Money famously believed that you can mold a boy into a girl or a girl into a boy, all based on conditioning. So if you have a boy and you give the boy girls' toys and dress them in pink, that boy will become a girl. He had an opportunity to prove that hypothesis when a terrible situation occurred where a couple from Canada had twin boys. One of the boys had a circumcision gone wrong that effectively castrated the boys. They were distraught. They saw John Money on television argue that boys can be raised as girls and girls can be raised as boys. They go down to meet John Money. John Money says this is the perfect test case. Gender is nothing more than a social construct. So they raised one of the twin boys as a girl and one of the twin boys as a boy. This is a very famous John Money twin experiment. The data was completely misrepresented. John Money came out and said this is a resounding success when they were 10 years old. Well, by the time the kids reached 18, it turns out this was a catastrophic failure. Despite social conditioning, despite trying to make the castrated boy a girl, he would always want to play with fire trucks, would always want to be around other boys, would like action films more than Little House on the Prairie. Horrifically, John Money just turned his back on the experiment, never talked about it again, despite the fact he ruined those two twins' lives. What happened to those twins? One of them died from a drug overdose and the other one killed themselves. And John Money is to blame. John Money is still celebrated in the Academy as being one of the best revered and well-respected intellectuals when it comes to gender and sex. You will see this time and time again when you go on campus. These automatons that are going tens of thousands of dollars into debt will say, well, there's no difference between men and women. It's all just a social construct. Thanks to the Human Genome Project, we know how important the Y chromosome actually is. The Y chromosome is not insignificant. It's in every single one of your cells. You can try and transition yourself. You can try to go remove your breasts or to try to get a vagioplasty. You could try to get a mastectomy. You can get under cross-sex hormones or testosterone therapy. You still have Y chromosomes if you are a boy. Nothing you can do can change that. In fact, it is more than just hormones. The gender zealots of Joe Biden, of Levine, of Gavin Newsom, of the Democrat Party, they go after thousands and thousands of children. Even so, maybe tens of thousands and thousands of children. We don't know the exact number. Under a non-scientific approach of hormones can fix all your problems. Distinctions between male and female are found in every organ and have implications for their entire life. We have recently learned in the last decade how significant the Y chromosome is for young men, built into every single cell. It literally writes your genetic code if you're a man. Men and women have differences when it comes to fighting bacterial infections. Women are actually better at fighting bacterial infections. We don't know why, but it's just the way it is. Men are better at surviving really tough burns. Even when women now need a kidney donor, it is now the protocol for a female-to-female transfer of a kidney donor, not a male-to-female transfer, because organ size and organ complexity goes all the way down to your chromosomal structure. They say you can change your gender, change your sex. They are lying. A 9-month baby boy wants to see action trucks, cars, and young girls, they want to see faces on TV more than cars or trucks. This is proven time and time again. A young boy's brain is far more interested in spatial awareness, things that move quickly, sports, action items. Young girls, despite whatever culture they're raised in, despite whatever upbringing they're raised in around the planet, gravitate more towards makeup, cooking with mom, helping play dress up, or playing with dolls. This is not some sort of social experiment. It is nature. However, the fundamental lie that Joe Biden proclaimed on Easter, which is another stab against the ethical monotheistic tradition that built this country, is you can be whatever you want to be, and this is rubbish. You cannot be a boy if you are a girl, and you cannot be a girl if you are a boy. Watch Gavin Newsom, president in waiting, play cut 12.
We celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate, hate which leads them to often feel unsafe or like they don't belong.
And we also celebrate the many contributions that they've made. We've had trans leaders at the forefront of progress in every field imaginable, from STEM to the arts to human rights advocacy to so much more.
Jen and I wanted to add our voices and our support to the millions of people celebrating today.
For those of you in the trans community, whether you are out or not, we value you and we appreciate you.
Millions of people celebrating today. You know, that was intentionally put there as a jab towards Christians. I was celebrating the resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Gavin Newsom puts in the official video, millions of people celebrating today. They have a whole month, Pride Month, and they have to do that on Easter. Understand this truth. If they, the regime, can blur the truth of male versus female, then the administrative state can get you to believe anything. Then 2 + 2 = 5. If a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man, they can do anything to you. It's just another test, like the vaccine is safe and effective, or the virus came from the Wuhan laboratory, or it came from the Himalayan bat, not the Wuhan laboratory, or that Donald Trump is a Russian agent, or that we need to lock down schools and put masks on kids. And some of you are saying, but Charlie, this is just the fringe of the fringe. This is a 5,000% plus increase as a social contagion. Let me say that again. Trans-identifying youth have increased by 5,000% in the last couple of years. 5,000%. And not to mention the ones that are voting in support of this, the ones that are donating. Do you know the Human Rights Campaign a decade ago mentioned trans once in their annual report? The Human Rights Campaign mentioned trans 120 plus times in their recent report. This is a cottage industry supported by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, by zealots that want to try and exert their will over human nature. Additionally, there are groomers, pedophiles, sex traffickers that all kind of come into harmony. And finally, there are the anti-religious types that want to destroy distinctions, that want to ruin order, that want to deteriorate and corrode truth. The narrative of the left is that all of these people were trans all along, that there were millions of older Americans who have been trans all along but aren't coming out just due to stigma. It is complete, unsubstantiated insanity. Let me say that again. It is insanity. And as I mentioned, there are 145 days for quote-unquote trans-gay issues. This movement is not dying on the vine. It is accelerating with ferocity. I have been told by some donors that no longer give the Turning Point USA, Charlie, you have too strong of an opinion on the trans thing. This thing will run its course. It's kind of like a bad virus. It runs its course. I say, no. It is like a virus. It takes over everything and then it kills you. It's more like a bacterial infection. It eats everything. We used to call these people cross-dressers or transsexuals, and we left them alone, and they left us alone, and they were in their apartment, and they dressed how they saw fit. And now we have to pass hate speech laws, hotlines to try to find the new violation of hate code. We fill up the calendar. We teach our kids. And yet, with all of that, Gavin Newsom still comes out and says, these people are under attack from massive and massive hate. Transgender Visibility Day, they're the most visible of any group that has ever been in American society. You have 145 days dedicated to you, including entire months. You got like 1/6 of the calendar just for the trans thing. 1/4 if you count Trans Awareness Month. 145 days, nearly half the year is trans year. And they have to do it on Easter. It's in our school districts, in our communities. The number one question I get of people that come up to me, they say, Charlie, my daughter now thinks I'm a boy, or my neighbor's boy now thinks they're a girl, and they say I have to go to this gender clinic, and I say, run away. They will butcher your child and put them on hormones. They don't care about your kids. It is institutional capture. The entire pediatric endocrinologist industries have been captured by these zealots. Make no mistake, if John Money was alive during Nazi Germany, he'd been a Nazi experimenter. John Money should have received the death penalty for what he did. Right now, there are hundreds of doctors that are in on the game. Mayo Clinic, by the way, Mayo Clinic is deep into the game of the gender-affirming care because there's so much money in it. There's so much money in it. They have entire wings dedicated in Rochester, Minnesota now to gender-affirming care, where these poor kids fly in from across the country and they have deep mental problems. They might have anxiety. They might have depression. They might have undiagnosed childhood trauma. And instead of going to therapy, these poor kids walk into the consultation room and they're given false hope. Hey, mastectomy, man, breast removal. Just look at the WPATH guidelines. Go read DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic Statistic Medical Manual. I believe that's what it calls, which is the insurance reimbursable manual for American psychological conditions. Go read the DSM-5 and how they have changed over the years from gender dysphoria to gender affirming care. This was the whole plan was released to try and say that we have to affirm kids' mental problems. And they are brainwashed to believe by these money-grubbing doctors and these major institutions like Vanderbilt University and so many others that put kids under. And I wish this was just about the money. It's part of it, but it's a cop-out. It's not just about the money. But by the way, every single one, I'm talking about the anesthesiologist, I'm talking about the nurse practitioner, all of you that are at the Mayo Clinic right now, all of you that are at Vanderbilt, all of you that are at these major institutions that are doing this to kids, you're all going to be judged. This is graphic stuff. And it's happening every day. It's not some insignificant thing. 1 out of 10 kids in the Pittsburgh school area identify as trans. Not to mention the ones that get the hormones and they get the chemicals. What does being trans even mean? Is that even a real thing? It means you need therapy. And I have compassion for you. Some people say, oh, Charlie, it's too mean-spirited, all of this. Hold on a second. Time out. You know what's mean-spirited? Erasing womanhood. Acting as if XX chromosomes mean nothing and some freak with XY chromosomes can suddenly become a woman. You got to draw a line. Distinctions and order is what keeps civilization alive. Distinctions and order. And I hate to say this. It is women that are the ones that are pushing for this politically. There are some groups, I know many of you that are, there's some remnants out there, there's some small feminist groups, but it is the leading feminist organizations in the country that are either silent or complicit in pushing this. Because feminism was never about advancing female rights. Feminism was about hating men. And what better way to hate men than to take young boys and chop off their parts? So many feminists are on board for this entire project. And the way that some feminists look at it, they say, more women are joining our ranks. They just used to be called men. I know that's really sick. And I wish it was just about money. And yes, Pfizer, all these companies are going to make a ton of money, but this is ideological at its core. It's ideological. And it's no mistake that it happened on the high holy day. It's a spiritual war. And Christians don't know how to react to this. We must react politically. We must ban trans-affirming care the entire country. Donald Trump needs to run on this issue. It is a 60, 70, 80% issue. He's already kind of teased this out. Something that I'm going to pitch his team. I want to try to get Donald Trump in a room for 1 hour. I'll put it together. We'll pay for it. I'll get Dr. Miriam Grossman. I'll get Abigail Shire. I'll get James Lindsay. I'll get Aaron Friday. And just for 1 hour, I think Donald Trump really needs to get to understand how graphic this is. And I think he gets it. But many adults, parents I talk to, they say, what do you mean? You mean like, you know, they're dressing differently? They're getting mastectomies. Do you understand what that is? That means they take every part out. And they're 13 years old. Not to mention the hormones and the testosterone, the breast removal and the puberty blockers that other countries don't do. Hope you had a great Easter. Trans Visibility Day will be canceled if Donald Trump wins in November.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.